Blog Talk Radio. You are in the Inspiration Zone with the Angel Ladies. Join us for half an hour of sparkly conversation, uplifting ideas, and thought-provoking topics, and even some words of wisdom from the angels themselves. You never know what will happen, but it's always a fun-filled adventure. And now, here are your hosts, Deb and Jean, the Angel Ladies.
Well, hello everyone. This is Deb
and Jean.
Sort of a half Deb today,
and sort of a half Jean. Did you hear that? I spoke in a camera like a voice from beyond, like on Ghost Adventures.
Oh, did you hear him? The ghost said, "It's under the floorboard in the dining room." Yeah, sometimes they say, listen to that. Listen to what they said. Like, I'll kill you. And it's really like, la, la, la. It's a voice. There's no question. There's something
but sometimes,
weird. But
sometimes it has been the voice of a bird or a frog, we are sure. Because we've listened and thought, wait a minute. That sounds like a tree frog.
And yet
it says, I'm coming to get you.
And yet they have received some very clear things that we sort of listen and go, holy crap.
Sometimes we watch and think, I would not stay there. I would leave.
I'm not going to go there.
Mr. Murphy, would you please leave me alone? I guess the dog would like to be on the radio.
Mm-hmm. He has something to say. But we're not going to ask him or he'll bark.
Or sing even worse.
Honestly, I had a piece of cheese. It's all gone. Honestly. Good Lord. You never know what you're going to get. See, it's lunch with the angel ladies, and sometimes that includes Mr. Murphy.
Oh, good grief. At any rate, he'll just have to figure it out for himself that now it's time for us to pray.
Indeed.
Murphy, time to pray. Usually when we say that, he goes right and settles down when we do devotions here at the Angel Ladies Cottage.
Mm-hmm. He'll settle.
At any rate, so today it is a chilly spring day.
It is chilly out there.
It was so warm, and today I'm watching people walk by, and they're wearing jackets and light coats.
But, you know, the tree next door is getting leaves, and the bushes are starting to get the little leaves.
Oh, the magnolia, or as we say back home, the Japanese magnolia, is just gorgeous across the way.
I've been working on our new format for the newsletter. We're turning it into a webzine, and I just did a collage of all the pictures I've taken over the last few years this time of the year. We're a little bit late getting into spring, but, you know, a lot of the orchards are starting to come into bloom now.
Oh, wow. Finally.
Just beautiful.
And if you haven't gotten onto our newsletter list, you might want to do so. Just go to www.theangelladies.com and sign up for the newsletter there. You'll see it on the first page. You can also sign up, I believe, from the Facebook page for the Angel Ladies.
I think you can.
And you won't miss a bit. You won't miss a beat.
Won't miss any news, especially our new format. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be a lot of fun.
So,
got surprises in store.
We're working on a new list of workshops
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of neat things coming up. So
absolutely.
Do stay tuned. Today, I'm only half here. I've had a tummy bug. So I am claiming health. I'm...
Deb has been under the weather.
I have my water. I'm here.
Well, we have been talking about...
Jean's going to be doing a lot of the speaking today, and I'll just nod.
Oh, I always do a lot of the speaking. Just try to shut me up. I'm such a wordy girl.
Mm.
At any rate, we've been talking about angel readings and all kinds of readings and things like that. You can get the shows on archive. And last week, we began to talk a little bit about how to choose a psychic. How to pick a psychic, what to look for, that kind of thing. How to prepare for a reading. You can check that in the archive.
Yes.
This week we're talking about what to expect from a psychic. And I think that's important.
We've over the years. I was just thinking when you were talking about it earlier, and we have heard some scary stories of people who have had encounters with psychics. That actually, a couple of them we have reported.
Yeah.
Because they have been there's one person who came to us who said that them personally or a friend of theirs, they had been talking to going to the psychic who was actually in the throes of having them leave all their worldly goods to them when they died.
That's right. I forgot about her.
In their house and everything. And, I mean, we checked it out. We checked it out. And
we never could find out who it was.
No.
But if that would happen to someone, we would certainly suggest that you not deed over your worldly possessions to the psychic because your dead spouse thinks it's a good idea.
Well, and that was long ago now, and we've lost track with those people, but I don't know that they ever did that after all, but,
despite encouragement.
But that was a real story that came to us, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, we wonder about...
Oh my God, a little Cocker Spaniel off-leash just ran down the street.
Uh-oh.
People leash your dogs. If you love them, keep them on a leash. Don't just let them run around.
We live across the street from a veterinarian, so...
Mm-hmm. So we see some horrible things.
Mm.
At any rate, it's always a good idea to check a psychic's references. I have no idea what kind of references this man or woman, whoever it was, that Deborah was referring to, had, but it's a really good idea to make sure that your psychic has some kind of references.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things that we as psychics owe to the community. We owe it. Well, first of all, we owe the community a great deal, not only because they're paying us for our time, but also because they're placing their trust in us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and any psychic worth his or her salt understands the weight of responsibility before God or universe or whatever deity, higher force you recognize, understands the weight of responsibility of abusing the trust of those who come to you, abusing their trust. That is major. That is a major issue for a psychic who is at all connected, you know, to the high and holy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm speechless when I think of the enormity of it, because you purport to connect people with divine love, spirit, you know, creator, whatever, angels. When you put out your shingle, you are saying to the world, I can help you with this. I can lead you to this. I can give you the messages. I can give you the advice, the guidance. And by saying that, if you're a charlatan, if you're a fraud, if you're a crook, and you do this, you are abusing divinity.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, that's a bucket of karma I would not want to be carrying around.
No.
And I believe, I'm positive, I will say this with certainty, that any reputable psychic who is connected and aligned with divine love, high spirit, etc., would feel the same way. So there is a burden on those of us who do readings not only to be ethical in our practices and our personal life too,
mm-hmm.
not only to be ethical in all those ways, but also to be part of that, I guess, is to be able to deliver the best we can to our clients. And so that may mean having a spiritual advisor, a director, you know, a clergy person or whoever, depending on your tradition, you know, who is your advisor, who keeps you honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a really important thing. And it's important to keep up with your skills, you know, to continue developing them. You know, and I know there is a school of thought that says as long as you're reading, you're developing your skills. And there's an element of truth to that, certainly. But it's always good to take a class, to keep up with your reading, to keep up with, I don't want to say trends exactly, but the leadings of the spirit, because while I have a connection to spirit, and spirit leads me. There is also like a global or a universal connection to spirit and the way the spirit is leading us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's important to keep my connection strong, but it's also good to keep an eye on the direction that spirit is leading us as a group, the messages that spirit is giving to the world as a whole. And I'm not talking about messages from dead grandma. I'm talking about messages to the world. So there is that element of, I don't want to call it continuing education, but there is that. And then, of course, it really is continuing education. I'm in the art community. I can do hobby-style watercolors. You know, I've been at it for like 7 years, and when I do a good one, it's pretty doggone good. I waste a lot of watercolor paper because a lot of them are not as good as I would have them be. You know, I consider myself a hobby artist. And among the hobby artists, you know, there are people that we follow who teach us new skills and whatnot. And sometimes you go to the site of one of these people, and they do it all. They do oils. They do acrylics. They do collage. They do mixed media. They do sculpture. They do, you name it. They do beading. They do sewing. They do everything.
Yeah.
And as you might expect, the level of skill from one to the other to the other to the other is very uneven. And God bless them for having a global style intelligence and the desire and drive to try everything. But I have found that people who dip in a lot of different pots tend not to be that great at any of them.
That's true.
Well,
that goes for a lot of things, you know.
Well, yeah. You know, the same I would say applies in the psychic world. I do angels. Sometimes the angels bring me departed. And I like tarot. In the past, I've studied and dabbled, you know, and I got through college partly by doing natal charts, you know, casting astrological charts for people the old way without getting a computer program. I did it by math. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. It was fun, though. I enjoyed it. But that was not my passion. I no longer offer that kind of thing. I don't do that. I have some knowledge there, but I'm not going to give you an astrological reading. Good grief. You know, that's not my passion. It's not where I have studied, you know, lo these many years since I was in college. And so that's not something I do. I have a limit, and I think we all have a limit. So one of the things that I think a psychic owes you as a client is some self-knowledge on the part of the psychic. There are things we're good at. There are things we're not so good at.
Mm-hmm.
I read palms for a time. Not my forte. It didn't sing to me. It was not the way spirit was best able to connect with me. So I don't do palm readings. I think you'll find that most people who are in the psychic realm, we start off trying everything. I did the runes. I did did them all.
Yeah, that's true.
But you have to be honest with yourself. How does spirit work with you best? Well, spirit, and I guess it's because I've been hearing spirit since I was hearing humans, practically, since I was a very young child, preschool. Spirit just talked to me then. I didn't have access to tools like tarot cards or runes or palms or the astrological charts. And so spirit just talked to me. And that was okay with me. So for me, that's the way that spirit works with me best. The dog is staring at me. I must be surrounded by spirit because the dog just turned it. No, Murphy, I'm not talking to you, baby. But he's been looking all around me with this fixed stare.
I know.
Katie Cat, of course, is totally disinterested in what she's saying. At any rate, so because spirit began with me just by speaking directly, for me that continues to be the easiest way that I connect with spirit. I would suggest that when you work with a psychic, talk with them. You know, like we said last week, they'll generally speak with you for at least a few minutes before you book a reading. And if not, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
But, you know, find out how does spirit work best with you. Don't feel as, you know, don't approach a psychic, you know, kind of hat in hand. Oh, please, would you read for me? You know, I'll do it. You know, don't come from a position of powerlessness.
Mm-hmm.
You're the client. You're purchasing that psychic's time. So you have a right to say things like, how does spirit work with you? What is the clearest way that you receive information? And the psychic should be able to say, well, this is the way I work best. I like this way best or whatever. And the psychic says, oh, well, spirit works equally well with me in all things. Would you like a tarot reading? Would you like a rune reading? Would you like me to read your palm or your hands or your tea leaves? I do it all. I could read your beer foam. You know, I mean, while all those avenues, including the beer foam, are actual forms, valid, thank you, John, my angel, are all valid tools, it's a little much to expect of any one person that they're equally good of all of them. You know, it's kind of like I'm 99% accurate.
Yeah,
well, maybe once you were, but that's not something you can guarantee. I mean, it's that simple. You don't control spirit. So to say you're 99% accurate or you're equally good in every kind of tool, you know, or a gazillion kinds of tools, especially a widely disparate range of tools, you know, come on, that's marketing. And don't be caught up in that. Talk to your psychic and find out what it is that they do, how they read best, you know, and what are the differences in the kinds of readings that they offer. Because you have a right to know that. That's important information. With regard to the continuing education, yeah, it's great to take extra classes, you know. If your person reads traditional tarot, and by that I mean they're doing it cognitively, using the tarot meanings, then they should be able to tell you that they've studied with this person and this person and this person, you know, the classes that they've taken. They may have read some books, you know, and that's good too. You know, find out what their credentials are, because they should have a qualification more than, oh, I feel spirit wants to use me in this way. I mean, obviously spirit wants to use all of us in the way of sharing divine love and, you know, compassion and so on.
Well, what happens when people don't have the training or the background in training, then we used to do a lot of trade shows, and we had the experience a couple of times of random people just coming out of the crowd telling us things. I moved to tell you this.
Oh, spirit wants me to tell you.
You know, they might have been very accurate, but there's an etiquette.
Actually, we've never had anyone do that who was anywhere remotely close to accurate.
No, that's true. Well,
You were being kind.
You
were being kind.
But there are rules. There's etiquette. There's a way of being, so that you aren't intruding on people. You're not taking up their personal space or scaring them to death. I mean, if somebody's not ready for it and you come rushing out of the crowd with a message,
okay, well,
it can be very
Okay, but now let's take a look at that person who comes rushing out of the crowd with a message. Number one, they're spiritually immature.
Mm.
Because spirit is ever gracious. If there was something urgent spirit wanted a person to shout out, it would be more along the lines of fire, get out of here, than it is, oh, you're supposed to be a dog catcher, you know? I mean, spirit is gracious, and spirit respects your privacy, at least spirit always has in our readings and work.
Mm-hmm.
So spirit is not going to tell Joe Blow, you know, walking down the street or you know, browsing in my shop or having the booth next to mine, spirit is not going to say, hey, tell Jean she's got to do this, that, or the other. Spirit doesn't work that way. And so that's a real red flag. And the problem is that people are uninformed about the realm of psychics. So when that happens, this is marketing, folks. The psychic comes up and says, oh, spirit wants me to tell you. And almost invariably, it's something like, spirit wants me to tell you that you're brilliant and you should be the most prominent dog catcher in all of your state. Yeah, they're going to couch it in such a way that you feel singled out, chosen, respected, special. Mm-hmm. Ooh, and we all want to feel special. You know, come on. So, but when this comes at you out of the blue, there's a problem, right? There's something going on, and it ain't from God.
I agree.
Because if God wants you to be, or if universal spirit or whatever it is that you call deity, wants you to be the world's best dog catcher, you're going to know it because how does spirit work? Spirit is ever generous and works through your own desires. That's why every psychic worth their salt says, what is your passion? Follow your passion. Every life coach, what is your passion? Follow your passion. Why? Because your passion is how spirit works through you to spread love on the world, all over the world. Because when we're with our passion, then we're focused, we're connected, we're joyful, and all that happy energy is a blessing, not only to ourselves, not only to the people who use whatever service or product we create, but to the world as a whole. So that's the way spirit works. And so when somebody comes outside that and approaches you off guard, that's a real warning flag. But because people are not knowledgeable about the ways of spirit, they accept it hook, line, and sinker. And the next thing you know, oh, yeah, well, you have dog catcher classes? Sure, I want to obey spirit. I'll come and take, you know, it's marketing. You know, so, you know, you want to watch out for that. To me, that's part of ethics of Deborah's looking very strange.
Somebody just snapped in front of my face here.
Okay.
Did you hear that noise?
Well, are we still on?
Yeah.
Then I guess that was, oh, snap. I guess I got a good one, and the spirit was just saying, oh, snap, Jean.
Scared me to death.
Yeah, I did hear it, actually. I thought it was you snapping your fingers, and I was like, what?
No.
I thought you had snapped your fingers at the dog who's sitting on my feet. At any rate, so one of the things, to me, this is an issue of integrity. You know, and this is where you can really draw the line with psychics. You want people who are working with spirit, who are... Murphy, get down. Apparently, spirit is very active because the dog... Go lie down. Good boy. Sorry, everybody. You know, so this is part of what we owe you. We owe it to you. Yeah, we're going to have to market our services because for many of us, this is how we earn our living, and we deserve to be paid for our time. But, you know, to go and grab unsuspecting people and pull them into our net, mm-hmm. You know, hey, that is not ethical, in my humble opinion.
Not at all.
You know, so you want to watch out for that. You want to watch out for a psychic that we're not offering tools that we haven't really developed and practiced. I mean, you know, we all see, you know, prominent people offering these classes. Oh, you can be certified just like me in a weekend.
Yeah.
You know, come on, folks. Happen. You're not going to learn how to be a psychic in a weekend. My God, we've been working on the angel certification class, and we've got it down to how long is it? The better part of a year.
Practicum, yeah.
Yeah, and practicum, and I mean, you know, there's a lot that goes into that, and that's just to do angel readings. And by angel readings, I don't mean, here's my angel cards, now you bought them, now I'm going to show you how to use them for an exorbitant amount of money, and woohoo, now, you know, no. We're talking about how to work with spirit, not how to work with, you know, pieces of paper. But the thing of it is, when a psychic goes to one of those classes, and a lot of wonderful people go to those classes because they do have this psychic awareness of their own ability, and they want to develop it. So they go to a weekend class, and they walk out, and they're certified in everything from medical intuition to dream interpretation to, you know, come on. You're not going to learn how to interpret dreams in a weekend. You're not going to learn. I wouldn't venture to say
As part of a whole list of things, too. Like, what do you take, 15 minutes on dream interpretation? I mean, you just can't do it.
You know, so you want to check with people. If I'm offering you dream interpretation, how many classes have I taken with, you know, to learn to do this? And the value of a course is not so much in who's teaching it, because you can learn it from a book. The value of the course is that it is a lengthy time, just like going through school, where you learn a skill, you practice it, you get graded on it. You learn a skill, you practice it, you get graded on it. Then you do practicum. You read for you know, not just the other people in the class, but you read for, you know, for people in your family, you know. You get a friend of a friend to agree to sit for you so that you're reading for a stranger, because that's really what you need to do. And it's a lengthy practice, you know, and if you're doing tarot or whatever, what is the continuing education? How many different kinds of people have you studied with? How many different interpretations or ways of approaching the tool have you studied and practiced? Because the more you learn about your chosen method of delivery, the way that spirit works with you best, the more you know about it, the more avenues spirit has to feed information to you. And that's why people are coming to you. They want to hear what spirit has to say. So ethics, integrity, marketing honestly and fairly,
mm-hmm.
having, you know, being able to point to classes that you've taken, you know, qualifications, if you're talking about that, books, what have they written, who have they written for,
mm-hmm.
and there's a big difference. Anybody can write. It has always been so. Anyone can have a book published. They could write a book, go to a print shop, get it published, voila, look, I'm a published writer. That's not the same thing as writing a book, pitching it to an established publisher who sells books in bookstores,
mm-hmm.
pitching it to an established publisher, having them regard the value of what you have to say, agree to publish it, have it properly edited, make sure that you have the qualifications because it reflects on them to write this book, and, you know, sort of vet the information to make sure that the book is good, it's well written, it's an enjoyable read, it has good information in it.
Gives it credibility.
It gives it credibility. And I will tell you that we are a big bug on that because we have gone through the process and we have had our books published by a real publisher. And so then we get, you know, one of our friends comes over and says, oh, I've written a book. And it's poorly printed. It's clearly self-published. And when you read the book, you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great writers started out self-publishing their books. And a lot of not-so-great writers have published a ton of books by themselves. And so if you're looking for psychic information, I would suggest that you check the qualifications of the person really well, because the odds are with self-published books, you're going to get a very, very mixed bag. It's kind of like panning for gold. And as a writer, I firmly believe everyone has a story to tell and something of value to share. But the means by which they share it and the finesse with which they share it varies wildly.
Minutes.
2 minutes? Holy moly! Well, apparently I wouldn't say waxed eloquent, but done a whole lot of waxing.
I think you've made a lot of really good points that people will be happy to hear. We do not have anybody online waiting for a reading. We do not have anybody
in chat asking questions. So this is wonderful.
Very quiet day.
I think it's just a chilly day and everyone's kind of hibernating.
Mm.
But as always, we get most of our listeners actually in archive.
That's true. So you can always listen in archive. We bless you. Are we going to say goodbye, or do you have any closing remarks, Madam Jean?
When you go to a psychic, or when you approach a psychic, make sure that the person is willing to work with you. Make sure that they're qualified. Make sure that you have a rapport with them, that when you speak with them, you feel warm and you feel good. Not because they're telling you wonderful things, but because your spirit is responding to their own. And so it's creating this feeling of yes, this is the person. I think that's probably one of the most valid ways of finding a good psychic. Listen to what everyone has to say, get word, you know, check with friends and whatnot. But, you know, get a psychic that feels right to you and who acknowledges their responsibility to you, you know, hello, you know, that they want to make sure that you get what you came for when you come to a reading. And a lot of psychics don't do that.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for taking up the slack.
Oh, one last thing. You don't want a psychic who fails to acknowledge the fact that what the psychic can do, you can do. It's not about having, you know, you're a fifth-generation psychic. Well, guess what? Everybody is a fifth-generation psychic because psychic ability is really very natural and normal, and everybody's got it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look back in your life, you'll see a lot of hunches and premonitions that you've had and inklings that prove to be true. The same is actually true of everyone who walks on the earth. And so when you had a psychic who said, oh, it's a gift from my family, you know, I and my child, you know, we are these preeminent psychics, you know, well, great. Everybody has the gift. The fact that you belong to this family or that family has nothing to do with it, other than the fact that in some families it's more received, you know, because they're comfortable with it, like mine was. And that's the only thing, you know, the fact that the whole family was psychic, that's just because we were brought up in an environment where it was accepted, mm-hmm. you know, and they were brought up, aunts and uncles brought up in that same environment, so they weren't afraid of it, and they didn't turn it off. You know, so just let the buyer beware. Let the buyer be wary.
Ooh.
Do your homework before you go see a psychic. At any rate.
Thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Jean.
You're welcome.
We'll be back next week at 12 o'clock noon.
Yes, T.
On Wednesday. I'll be back, too.
It would be good to see you, Deborah. Everybody, you can certainly go to theangelladies.com, www.theangelladies.com, or The Angel Ladies on Facebook to keep up with us. Sign up for our newsletter. We've got a lot of great things in store for you. And we will see you or hear you or you will hear us same time, same place next week.
Check us out on the archive anytime.
Take care now.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on our program. If you'd like to learn more about the Angel Ladies and the products and services we offer, just visit our website at theangelladies.com. You'll find a link to subscribe to our mailing list and an invitation to join us on our Facebook page. Until next time, may you walk with angels and may you be blessed.